This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Floods and landslides triggered by continuous rainfall in parts the last night damaged houses, bridges and other physical infrastructure. Mid Hill Highway obstructed. Ministry of Education and Sports urges students seeking higher education abroad to opt in services only from renewed and authorized educational consultancy institutions. Severe heatwave forecast across 6 districts of Western Nepal until Monday. Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority issues nationwide alert urging immediate precautions against rising temperatures. And at least 90 people killed in Chinese coal mine explosion. Now the news in detail. Continuous rainfall last night triggered floods and landslides in various areas of Yangwarak and Hilihang rural municipalities in Panster, disrupting normal life after houses, suspension bridges and an under-construction bridge was swept away. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Anish Kumar Karna of the District Police Office Panster, a landslide triggered by flooding in the Lambakola area of Yangwarak rural municipality once swept away local houses and cattle sheds. Similarly, flood waters also damaged an iron suspension bridge about 100 meters long along the inner road section at Lamitar in Yangwarak 1, which connects Lamitar to Chamling Dada. Floods damaged bridges in Hilihang and Yangwarak, disrupting traffic along the Pushpalal Mid-Hill Highway. Chief District Officer Basudev Dahal said efforts are underway to reopen blocked roads with no human casualties reported so far. The Ministry of Education and Sports has urged students planning to go abroad for higher education to seek counselling services only from renewed and authorised educational consultancy institutions. Publishing the list of educational consultancy institutions renewed for the fiscal year 2082-83, the Ministry made the appeal. The list of approved institutions was published in accordance with the decision made on the 20th of May by Ministry Secretary Chudamani Powdal. A total of 1,459 institutions have been included in the list made public on the Ministry's website. The government has also launched a crackdown on institutions operating without permission under the Educational Counseling Service and Language Teaching Directive 2073. The government has also intensified action against unauthorized consultancies accused of using false documents and misleading students, with Nepal Police preparing cases against 32 individuals arrested during raids in the Kathmandu Valley. Severe heat has been anticipated in 6 districts of Western Nepal. Accordingly, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has issued an alert notice urging all concerned to adopt precautionary measures. From today through Monday, temperatures in certain regions of the West Terai, especially in Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province, may surpass 40 degrees Celsius. The districts of Dang, Bake, Bardia, Doti, Kailali and Kanchanpur are under heightened alert, with additional districts such as Kapilvastu, Rupandehi and others also advised to keep a close watch on the situation. The authority cautions that the extreme heat and hot air waves could result in moderate to severe effects on human health. Consequently, all disaster management agencies are urged to prepare for necessary counteractions. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmalsinha has said that the government's recent initiatives have instilled hope among the people at large. Speaking at the Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Liku Rural Municipality gathering today, the Communication Minister highlighted the government's commitment to reforming public services and promoting social justice, emphasizing a people-centered approach in governance. Dr. Timmalsinha assured that citizens would witness significant changes over the next 5 years as the government works diligently to address past injustices and improve public service delivery. Meanwhile, Minister Dr. Bikram Timmalsinha emphasized that community radio should be technology-friendly and operated as per people's expectations. At a program organized on the occasion of the 30th founding day of South Asia's first community broadcasting service, Radio Sagarmatha 102.4 MHz, he said dignified and responsible journalism is the need of the day. Minister for Health and Food Hygiene Nisha Mehta has held talks with a high-level Gavi team on ensuring effective vaccine availability in Nepal. During the 79th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Minister Mehta stressed that continued cooperation and coordination with Gavi are essential to protect Nepal's vaccination program as public health spending remains around 5% of GDP. The Tiptola checkpoint in Taplejung, one of the shortest trade routes with China, has resumed operations with the reopening of Olang Chungola Customs after its closure since the COVID-19 pandemic. However, locals have raised concerns over the 40-year-old customs building, which is in a dilapidated condition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Acting Mayor of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Sunita Dongol, said Nepal's participation in this year's Cannes Film Festival was a proud moment for the country. Mayor Dongol said the Nepali film Elephant in the Fog won the Zuri Prize in UN Center Regard category and received a 7-minute standing ovation, helping raise the profile of Nepal's film and arts sector internationally. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 90 people have been killed in a coal mine blast in northern China, according to state media. According to the BBC, the gas explosion at the Liushenyu coal mine in Shanxi province is the worst mine disaster in China since 2009. There were 247 workers reportedly on duty when the blast happened at 19:29 local time on Friday, with more than 100 people reportedly pulled to safety and hundreds of rescuers sent to the site. 27 people remain in a local hospital, with one in critical condition while the rest have minor injuries. Most were affected after inhaling poisonous gas, according to state media, though it is not clear what type of gas it was. Chinese President Xi Jinping called for no effort to be spared in efforts to treat the injured and search for survivors, and asked the government to investigate the cause of the blast and hold those responsible to account. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has held talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Delhi as part of a 4-day visit to the country. Rubio arrived in the eastern city of Kolkata on Saturday morning before traveling to the capital. He is also due to visit Jaipur and Agra. He extended an invitation to visit the White House to Modi during their meeting, U.S. officials said. The Indian Premier, meanwhile, said the pair had discussed issues related to regional and global peace and security. The visit comes as the two nations seek to reshape the economic relationships and amid a global energy crisis triggered by the Iran war that has acutely affected India. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshim, Madhya, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, partly cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces, while mainly fair in the remaining Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall, accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi province, at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, including Madhya province, and at one or two places in the Himalayan region of Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Floods and landslides triggered by continuous rainfall in Pasta last night damaged houses, bridges and other physical infrastructure. Mid-Hill Highway obstructed. Ministry of Education and Sports urges students seeking higher education abroad to obtain services only from renewed and authorized educational consultancy institutions. Severe heat wave forecast across 6 districts of West Nepal until Monday. Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority issues nationwide alert urging immediate precautions against rising temperatures. And at least 90 people killed in Chinese coal mine explosion. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.